this is Sarah, your superstar by my show. Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, Wednesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, where I will discuss about your dream job, career coaching, answering your questions regarding careers, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Global Networks. Is your career by design or default? Whether you have been in the world of work for 30 minutes or 30 years, a career path requires thought, effort, and cultivation. In the book Alice Through the Looking Glass by Lewis Carroll, Alice has a discussion with a cashier cat. Alice says, "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" The Cheshire Cat says, "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to." Alice says, "I don't much care where." And the cat says, "Then it doesn't much matter which way you go." And Alice says, "So long as I get somewhere." And the cat says, "Oh, you're sure to do that. If only you walk long enough." Like most of you, I'm frequently asked, which course should I take? And what's my next step? And my first question, just like the cat says, in essence, is where do you want to go? In the book, Alice responds, "I don't much care where, so long as I get somewhere." Like Alice, most people respond similarly. "I don't have a plan. I just know I want to go somewhere." This back and forth between Alice and the cat has been swimming around in my head for a while. Now, as I connect with learning professionals around the world, those of us with the most expertise on developing and expanding skills, on career paths and development, often neglect our own careers, whether you have been in the world of work for 30 minutes or 30 years. A career path requires thought, effort, and cultivation. Take a moment to stop and reflect on your career to date and answer this question. Was your path to this point by design or by default? For many of us, it's by default. We find ourselves in a job and aren't quite sure how we got there, or we suddenly realize we've been in our current role forever. So let's define your vision. Do you have a plan? If not, I encourage you to carve out some time and make one. Alice didn't care where she went, but if you really thought about it, I bet you do care. If you close your eyes and imagine the perfect role, what would it look like? That's it. The first step is having a career by design, is to find your vision. Step one can be challenging because it requires you to reflect on what you want. What is my career aspiration for the next 3 years? What is important to me? How do I feel about my career? How do I love spending my time? Get clear about what you want so you can ask others to support you. Now that you have defined your vision, you have to determine what it will take to get there. What skills do people in that role have? What experiences have they had? Identify the specific expertise, knowledge, and skills you need to be considered for that role. One way to do that is to leverage LinkedIn, Indeed, or other websites. Look at the profiles of people who hold the type of positions you aspire to. Look at the job descriptions for roles that intrigue you. What skills do the job descriptions mention? What accomplishments do the profiles contain? This will give you some insight into the skills you will need to be considered for that role. Then, it's build your skills. Once you have a better idea of what you will need for that next role, you need to take an inventory of your current skills and then leverage the resources around you to fill in the gaps, whether it's taking a class, listening to an expert, watching a series of training videos, getting a certification. It's time to take action and acquire the skill sets. This could include raising your hand for a new project at work or asking someone to be your mentor, but don't rule out the volunteer world. Haven't had much experience with budgeting? Consider volunteering for a charitable organization. There isn't a fundraiser coordinator out there who would turn away help with handling the finances. Have you had the opportunity to learn to lead a team at work? If not, you can obtain those leadership skills through myriad volunteer activities. Ask for specific help and you will be surprised. As you build out your skill set, bucket your development goals into industry knowledge, skills related to the discipline you are seeking, and personal leadership skills. How well do you know the business you are in? Do you understand the key metrics and drivers of that business? Do you have skills and experiences in the more cutting-edge components of the learning field? Do you have skills and experiences in the more cutting-edge components of the learning field? Are you leveraging agile methodologies in your design approaches, or are you still stuck on analysis, design, development, implementation, and evaluation? Networking is another key step in the career process. When thinking about networking, I break it down into three buckets. Networking within your industry. Meet with someone who holds your job at another company within your industry. Networking within your discipline. Connect with other learning professionals in a variety of industries. And networking within your company. Seek out individuals from other departments, those you don't interact with often or knowing nothing about what they do. Every year, I identify three people in each category I want to meet, I connect with, and learn from. Just like any goal, success comes when you commit to yourself and to others. I found that when I ask someone to hold me accountable, I stay on track. Be specific with your requests. For example, ask someone to help you update your resume or to connect you with someone in his or her network. If you take these steps, you will find it's much more likely you will find yourself in the perfect role doing what you want to do.
You are tuning in to Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. I am aired every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. In this show, I talk about career advancement, resume revamps, interview expectations, how to stand out from the crowd, how to brand yourself, and skills you need to become a CEO. All of this is on Armed Radio on my show, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah, exclusively on TuneIn Satellite and the Armed Radio Network.
I am running out of time, so that will be another topic we'll discuss in my show, perhaps next Wednesday. And I would like to say thank you for those who are listening to me. Thank you so much for doing your homework, you know, by listening to experts like me about jobs, about resumes, and about how to be happy in a work environment. So I really want to say thank you again. So I'm going to see you next Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Armed Radio. Let's Talk Careers with Sarah.
You are tuning in on Armed Radio and Let's Talk Careers with Sarah every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I talk about careers and job hunting. If you would like to ask a question or would like to hear about previous shows that you have missed, you can find me on Facebook at Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. You can learn about jobs, tips, and advice on my page. If you have a career-related question, you can just message me on Facebook.